point of view here is in Elk City and how people are thinking.
They're for McCain.
It is a red state, right?
Yeah, it is a red state. Unfortunately, not everybody's that way. I'm Democrat and I'm for Obama. No one else holds those views around here. And matter of fact, they get pretty upset when you talk about them.
In fact, Dennis just told me a story about how there was a confrontation right here a couple of weeks ago where a gentleman confronted you. He overheard a conversation you were having. And
That was yesterday.
Yesterday.
That was at another restaurant, home cooking.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So tell me a little bit.
We didn't even know he was listening to our conversation, and we was talking about her talking about politics in class in high school. And we was talking about Obama, and we was laughing about Palin, and I guess it upset him. And he got up and started talking about how Obama would be a really bad president and just being really, really snooty, and he was real mean to the waitress. And I just made the mistake, and I said, well, he's like McCain. He's just plain rude. And so... so he ended up going to the salad bar, and then he didn't even go. He ended up walking out and leaving the restaurant. He decided not to eat there.
One of the things that I'm hearing as I move across the country is that it's so polarized right now. It's making it hard for people to have conversation.
Pretty much. I have a sign in my front yard that says Obama Palin, and across the street my neighbor said they was going to burn the sign. And I said, that's okay, I have another one in the house.
An Obama.
I think they was joking, but, you know, the point was there.
Is it Obama Palin or an Obama Biden?
I mean Biden,
oh,
sorry.
Okay.
I was like, Obama Biden.
I didn't know, is that a new ticket? Okay.
Yeah.
But, so you actually are putting your views out there, even in, given the,
yeah,
even though
I'm very verbal. I'm very verbal. And it's hard in this part of the country. Something about the Midwest, and I don't know if it's racial. I really do believe it is racial. I believe that there's still that major divide. And I talked to my sister as well. She's a school teacher, and she's going to vote for Obama. And she wasn't always that way in the beginning. But then we had the discussion that I think that the more that whites as well as blacks, the more educated that they are, the less race is an issue.
In terms of your selection and the decision process you made, went through to choose Obama, what were the values that he has, that ticket represents for you?
Well, to be perfectly honest, when it all started, I was for Hillary Clinton. Well, it didn't start because of that. The reason I cut off pretty early on Hillary, because when she cried, the very first time she cried, I started looking at Obama. Because I wanted a woman that was tough enough and strong enough to be in there without crying. I had the attitude of, what's she going to do? If a crisis comes up, is she going to cry?
For attention.
You know, and so he has a lot of the same values as she does. And so it was a very easy choice for me. McCain, on the other hand, is total opposite of what I believe. I mean, I do believe in less government as well. I would be an independent probably, but I'm registered as Democrat. But I think that we should be more willing to help people instead of being so self-centered.
Now, as a former Hillary supporter, did it give you pause even early on when McCain selected Sarah Palin as his running mate?
No. I do not like her. I do not. I think that she is too much. Well, I wouldn't just say a nitwit. I would say she's too normal. And for her to be a vice president or president of the United States, I believe that she needs more education. She needs more insight into the offices and to everything that's going on. Her answers, flying over Alaska's foreign relations, is just, you know, we had a big laugh. It's she's just not very intelligent when it comes to politics. And, you know, I hate to be mean. As an ordinary person, she's probably fine. You know, I hear these girls talk about how she would fit right in coming into their living room. Well, yeah, she probably would. But I really don't think a president of the United States or vice president should be that easily be able to walk in and sit down. And I mean, it can be done, not granted, but they should have the intelligence that in some respects, you would think they're going to be a little bit over your head. You know what I mean? Kind of like Biden. Biden is over foreign relations. So it would be kind of hard to sit down with Biden and talk about all the details in the war or whatever, because he knows more than you do. Her, on the other hand, she doesn't seem to know anything more than we do.
Yeah. Sherry, if there was one thing that you could say to the future administration, whoever that is, what would that be?
Where to begin? That I think we need to give Barack Obama a chance, because before this election, I had given up on government. And I believe that he gives our people hope to become one nation. We are so divided that it's sad. It's sad in the children. The children, let's see it less. But I think that if we promote unity and we promote more of a goodness of trying to help, if everybody pitches in to help, then we'll survive. But where to begin? You know, that's just the basic and simple as you can get.
So
it's a hope. It's a hope. You know, you give up on government, and I even taught my children. My children did not like government until this came about. And it's because they've always been for the higher person and the higher guy, and it's just like the pain and the rich people. And I have my own business, don't get me wrong. We have our own business, small business. And I'm still with him because we don't profit over $200,000, as they say. But if we ever do, I don't look at it as a redistribution of wealth. I look at it like the higher the tax bracket goes so far, the more you pay. If they're making more than $200,000, they should get that higher bracket, just like everybody else. I don't feel like it's redistribution. I feel like it's fairness. If we have to pay a certain amount, and then we go over a certain amount and it gets higher, and go over another certain amount and it gets higher, why shouldn't them that make over $200,000 get higher? You know, it's fairness.
That's a lot that he teaches.
I mean, we're not asking anything from them that we're not already doing. This is something that's expected from every single person. Why should they be any different? Why should the rich be any different? Why should they get any benefits and cuts? You know? I almost want to cry because it's we have been so passionate about it, and I don't understand why so many people. Oklahoma is not a rich community. We're hardworking, mostly oil field. And that's how we survive. That's the reason the economy has not hit here, the bad economy, the way that it has all over the United States. Oklahoma is doing okay because of the oil field. So economy issues, to me, don't hit home as much as it might for somebody in Ohio or wherever. But I still see those values. I still feel they're hurt, kind of like they talk about 9/11 and they talk about this and they hit. You know, I see what everybody else is going through, and we know. My daughter had an accident, and we don't have insurance. We're right at that level where you can't get help because you don't make enough. You don't make enough. And then if you make too much, but you don't have the money to buy private insurance, right? So we have a doctor bill on her for $10,000 that we're paying out because we don't have insurance.
Well, we were busy.
You know, and I'm very much on them in some kind of system to help everyone with health care. And if that mandates and says that we have to pay for our children as a mandatory issue, I think that we should. We all sit around and talk about it so much. She talks about it in school all the time, and she kind of gets, they look down on her for it.
Because most people who want to vote for McCain, they don't watch the debates. They don't watch and listen to what Obama says. And
they say
no
he's
idea.
Muslim and all this, and she knows better.
I watch the debates, and I watch exactly, you know, what they say and how they use it and how they put it to good use. But the people that are sitting there saying, oh, well, no, he's black or he's Muslim or he won't say this or put his hand on the Bible. But when it comes down to it, they've never even watched they never even watched election, period. They've never watched a debate. They've never listened to anything they've ever said. So they don't have their views on the other person. They just think because their parents are that way, then they have to be that way. Or because he's black or I'm racist or, you know, they judge people.
Yeah, it's pretty hard being for Obama in certain parts of the country. It is, and it doesn't bother me. I mean,
people try to look at you different, though.
They do, and it does have to do with race. I know it does. And it's more so in the Midwest. I think it is. I've never been down south.
They say that this is the Bible Belt, but yeah, you're not supposed to judge people.
Oh, that's what I was going to tell. Yeah. Her school is very for...
McCain.
Well, not just McCain, on abortion rights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was talking about that they believe women should not have the right to have abortions.
Yeah, my school is all like that.
And we're very pro-choice. And... So I told her to tell her teacher, well, you know what? God was pro-choice. What should make us any different? He didn't really know what to say to her.
Yeah, because...
He gives us the right to choose right or wrong. What makes it right for any other person to tell us to choose what's right or wrong?
Yeah, exactly, because I think the same way of being pro-choice, because I'm pregnant, and I still believe that any woman should be able to make their own decisions and their own choices in their life. They're the ones going to have to live with it, not everybody else.
And she's a prime example because, she's not married and she's going to have a baby. And she wanted to keep it, but that's her choice. I would have supported her any which way she would have, gone.
If I've learned anything on this trip, it's that people being passionate and caring is where the hope is. I can't think of anybody who has said it as clearly as you have tonight, so I want to say thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Hopefully somebody gets to hear it.